Welcome to the very first article in the very first issue of the Plant Guys Gazette. And our topic today is the immune system. And it's a great introduction to this whole series of articles. What we're really aiming to do here is to rethink some of the fundamentals of healthcare that we've got used to over the years and make it more useful for us, more appropriate to the use of plants and other natural remedies. And there's no more exciting place to start than looking at the immune system. We've come to think of it almost entirely as something that is in defence against germs, infections, and so on. And really, as I hope we'll see, are missing an important opportunity to look at it much more widely in context. So rather than say, well, echinacea is good instead of an antibiotic, or andrographis is good as an antiviral, neither of which is really fair, we should look at these remedies again and see what they really can add to this situation. And to do that, we can look at the immune system again, put it in its context, and then, as well, hope you'll see in the coming articles, come up with some really useful approaches to working best with it. So these overdubs are not really me reading out what you can read for yourself. It's much more highlighting the take-home messages from each and then allowing you to read up the bits in between yourself. And in each case, to emphasize that I didn't just make all this up, there are papers that from recent scientific journals that support and underpin what we're saying here and give it some credence. So let's start at the beginning. So we, as I said, we think of the immune system, have always thought of it as something that defends us against germs and so on. But if we look at it more broadly, it's clearly a much bigger thing than that. We can start by seeing the immune system as a vast array of functions that identify substances in the body that should not be there and then prepare them for removal. So, first quick question, why is that so important? And one possible answer is that our cells and our tissues talk to each other, and they talk to each other through chemical messages. So it's important that those messages are correct, otherwise things fall apart. And the problem with anything that shouldn't be there is it can get in the way of those conversations and lead to disruption in the function and health of the tissues. So the fact is that the immune system is a huge effort by the body to keep its business clean. And it's notable that it will do that even at the cost of damaging its own tissues. So where did these disruptions come from? And actually dwarfing infection as a problem are the two other main sources of foreign material in the body. The first, obviously, is our food. By definition, that's foreign. And so we rely on a healthy digestion to make our food safe for the body's internal tissues. And we'll keep coming back time and time and time again in these future posts to the importance of keeping those digestive functions working well for us. Because so many problems, as we increasingly see, come from that quarter. So we'll return to that in another post in this series initially. The second area of foreign material, ironically, is from inside our own cells, because the materials inside the cells belong there. They don't belong out in the fluids and the bloodstream and so on. And the cell membrane keeps them away from circulations. Cells die all the time, of course, but normally this is done cleanly. They ought to digest their contents and are gobbled up by white blood cells that are there for the job, and we'll talk about later. If the cells die too quickly or in too much quantity, then it's possible that the normal controlled cell death, which is called apoptosis, becomes necrosis, a damaged cell death, and that releases all sorts of foreign materials into the tissues. And so it's notable that when we come to consider autoimmune problems later in the series. Much of that is where the immune system starts attacking our own cells because it's seen inside them, so to speak. As we will see when we come to look at autoimmune disease, some of this damage can be linked to viral infection, and there are other reasons why we might look at the underlying causes of that exposure rather than the symptoms or the end results of the immune disease. So another reason why this reorientation is helpful. So we call this post our immune system as a housekeeper, and I think it really is helpful for us to see it in this way. Something that is doing a very important job, that's integrating many other functions in the body, that really does determine and regulate our inner health with all these other functions. If we see that in that integrated way, then we can begin to put together proper and more effective plans to help it. And we'll do that in the coming posts. Well, I think this dub is even longer than the text, but that won't be always the case. I think it's important to get some of these principles out there in the front, and we'll, as I say, catch up now with the more specific details in the future posts.